Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We have prepared for Wednesday, May 19th, 2010. It's a beautiful day here in Lancaster County after a couple days of rain, and for that we are thankful. And we're grateful to be able to share a message in our series we call Daily Encouragement Net. These messages we prepare each weekday morning to encourage and to instruct in the Bible. Today's message is titled, I Am. The scripture text is from Exodus 3, verse 14.
God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
We once walked by the headquarters of the Lotus Software Company in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I was intrigued that many windows had a sign stating merely, I am. I learned it was a marketing slogan the company was using at that time. I actually doubt if too many of the employees had any idea of the long history of the two-word phrase. Frankly, it wouldn't surprise me if it had New Age connotations. But I also believe that many times when the world copies a biblical theme, they do have some idea what they're doing. Many years ago, a wrestler used the theme, Austin 3:16, as a slogan, which was a very intentional jab at the Bible's most famous reference, John 3, verse 16. For me, though, the signs in the windows sure made me think of the one who first said, I am. Some 3,500 years ago, God spoke to a very reluctant Moses, who was called to lead his people out of Egypt. Moses was very concerned about what he would say when the people asked who was sending him.
God Almighty answered that question in our daily verse. Moses was to tell the people, and I quote again, I am has sent me to you. Well, the name I am became rich with meaning throughout the Old Testament. It is an affirmation that God is always free to be and act as he wills.
Jesus asserted his deity in using this phrase to describe himself, especially in the Gospel of John. These are known as the ego eimi statements from the Greek words for I am. There are seven of them.
I am the bread of life.
I am the light of the world.
I am the door.
I am the good shepherd.
I am the resurrection and the life.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
I am the true vine.
If you go to our site today, we actually have those as hyperlinks with a reference beside them, the reference hyperlink. You can go right to the word and find out where that says. Or, of course, if you prefer to use a written version of the Bible, the link is there just to look up. And among the last words in the Bible is our Lord's powerful self-declaration. In Revelation 22, verse 13, he states,
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
Today, let us believe in and serve this faithful God, who is indeed the eternal I Am. He continues to send forth his people like he sent forth Moses, to speak his words and share his light with the world.
Let's pray together. Father, when you call upon us to do a task, you give us signs along the way. On rare occasions, they're revealed in a supernatural way. But more often, our calling is confirmed through prayer and scripture, through the counsel of other believers, and through faith that you are directing our footsteps according to your designed purpose. Just as Moses feared that people would not listen to him, we also fear rejection. In the midst of such a struggle, remind us that we do not seek personal attention or credit for anything we might do, for that would lead to pride and certain failure. Instead, it is you, I am that I am, who commissions us, directs our steps, sustains us, and empowers us to carry out your will day in and day out. We trust your leading. Amen.
Amen. Praise God for that great I Am we serve. We thank you for joining us today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We post these messages each weekday on the web, as well as they're archived. Of course, many of you came across this through our email edition. You do, you're going to see a lot of pictures today. We had an interesting visit Sunday to an old stone farmhouse that was built in 1774 and has been in the same family the entire time. We visited friends of ours who, the wife is the one that it's in her family. And we have a number of pictures up of that house, both inside and out today. But I think I'm going to have Brooksine share a story. You want to share the story? We had, on Sunday afternoon, we asked a young lady to join us in attending a fellowship meal at a neighboring church. And, well, a really funny story developed from the invitation. And, well, it's 5 minutes and about 6 minutes into the podcast. Brooksine, making, hey, shut off right now if you don't want to hear the story again. We're at dailyencouragement.net. And this is the message for Wednesday, May 19th, 2010. We do have music up that supplements the message. So shut us off if you don't want to hear the story. But if you do, well, here it is.
Well, I had suggested to Ashley that she follow us in her car to the neighboring church.
I've got to give you the context. A neighboring church was having a fellowship meal on Sunday. And Brooksine had asked a young lady named Ashley to join us. And, well, at that point, a rather interesting story developed.
Well, I had suggested to Ashley that she follow us in her car to the church because we lived in two different directions. But she explained that she was low on fuel, so she needed to head straight home. I thought the dilemma over for a minute before Stephen walked into the sanctuary. And then I told him, I asked Ashley to join us for the fellowship meal, but she has a gas problem. Well, as soon as those last two words, gas problem, rolled off my tongue, I knew I'd described the situation rather poorly. All was quiet, and I was hopeful that no one noticed, and so I thought I'll quickly move on to a better explanation to cover up my faux pas when Ashley, with a perplexed look on her face, suddenly blurted, I didn't know I was gaseous. Well, at her response, everyone in the room broke into roaring laughter, and of course the jokes from every direction poured in at the speed of bullets. Well, Ashley ended up riding over to the neighboring church with us, which solved her gas problem, temporarily at least. We were fellowshipping with some of our friends in that church when I introduced Ashley to Naomi. I explained that Naomi lived only five doors up from the church, and then I did it again as I said, now, Ashley, if you live where Naomi lives, your gas problem would be solved. Well, once again, the strange looks and laughter practically shook the table, me laughing the hardest, wondering how I could possibly have messed up again. People looked toward our rowdy table and certainly did not miss my beet red face as I realized my error. Poor Ashley. Of course, I was trying to say that Ashley could have walked to the church and wouldn't need gas in her car if she only lived five doors away. Surely, after my second gaffe, we would not speak of it again, or would we? Well, following the meal, we went to visit our friends Jason and Amber that Stephen spoke of earlier. We toured Amber's historic farmhouse and the beautifully manicured flower gardens. There was just a gorgeous flower bush that Amber pointed at and said, "Now that's called a gas plant." Well, Ashley and I looked at each other, and of course we got to giggling all over again and had to explain that we'd been having a gas problem all day long. Well, you probably have to be there to realize how funny this got to be, but I wondered aloud why the beautiful plant is called the gas plant, and Amber explained that its leaves give off a strong aromatic vapor which can easily be ignited, hence the name gas plant. It's also referred to as a burning bush, which brought to mind our message today of Moses' experience at the burning bush in Exodus 3. Now, it's a real stretch, but I read that some historians believe the burning bush that Moses saw is that same bush that we're just describing today that we saw at Amber's house. So we're still thinking about that story today, days later.
You can see a picture of the gas plant on our site today and actually a link to see that, yes, there really is such a plant. It's actually got a more scientific name. I can't recall right now when I looked it up. Well, that was a little long, but still under, well, 10 minutes right now, and it'll be a few minutes longer, a few seconds longer anyway, with the music ending the message. Well, thank you for joining us today. May you be filled with encouragement and rejoice that we are children of the eternal I Am.